story time, everyone. Come close. Let me tell you the worst thing I've. This thing is very, very bad. Like, it is the worst thing that has ever happened to me, guys. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to say this. It is story time, like I said before. Come close. So let me tell you guys what happened. A few days ago, I was crushing this guy. I wasn't really crushing this guy at first, when I first met him. But few days ago, I don't know, I developed feelings for this nigga. And worst thing is that this nigga mom says at my house. His mom says beside my house. Just 1 minute, if it's my treasure. Okay, so we could go. This nigga man said rest at my house. And I see him every day. I can see him. So this whole drama started about 1 week ago. This whole drama of a thing, it started 1 week ago. It started when I and him bought up. There is a corner between my house and certain greenhouse. You can brush in there before getting us out. So when I was leaving my house that day, I was heading somewhere. So I bumped into him and I saw him. So it was there. So I so cool. The feeling start coming. It started coming. As a person I am, I went and tell one of my friends about it. I was like, girl, something disturbing me. I kind of like a guy, but I don't know how to tell it. Because we're in Liberia, I don't want for people to say I approach a nigga. So I told her about it. She was like, if you like this nigga, again, go ahead, tell him how you feel. If he is a good nigga, he'll be like, you will do the raffle thing by him asking you to be him here. But if he like you, but if you don't like him, or if he not like you, don't force things. So Thursday, yes. Thursday in the night, he was sitting. So I was already thinking about a way to tell him I have feelings for him. So Thursday, he was sitting. I went to him. I said, hey bro, one of my friends say she like you. I don't want to say me because I be like a smart. So I said, one of my friends said she like you. When I tell you, I was like, who your friend? Do you have a picture? I was like, I showed one of my homegirl picture. He was like, I don't know this girl. You know, I decided to be a conversation that night that would take her to talk about, like, that we'll talk about maybe 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that, so that I'm gonna keep the conversation rolling. So when we were talking literally, my mom came from work, like, she was like, you be coming home, get me chair. Like, when I went for the chair, I was coming back, and he was like, you couldn't come back? I said no, because my uncle was home and I was not going there for my uncle to serve that. I mean, this nigga talking. Even though I talked to guys, but my uncle haven't seen me and him talking here before. So he'll be suspecting something. So when he said, I said no. Like he said, fine, say you going to bed and I wanna see you again tomorrow. Just give me your number or your Facebook name. Like I gave him my Facebook name. Like we didn't talk for long. But I never knew this friend that a tear will go tear somebody else. Different when she go tear somebody. She go tell her girl. They get to get angry, which is today. Like, today be today. Like, today. Today be today. So, I went out not too long and I just wish you okay. The first news I hear in my ear, it was, lo, it is true, you crushing that bro. I was like, who the boy? At first, I didn't know how. Mashing my face like I don't know. So I kind of working in my living room because I was doing something in my living room. So the girl the person I tear, she went to go tell another person. The other person that she tear, the girl can't confront me because we're living in the same place. Like, when she came to me, she was like, Lou, I don't like what you're doing, blah, 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 blah. She explained one or two things to me. She said, I even tell her, now, you girl, question. I was like, no. No, that is not true. Like, it's not true. I don't believe it. She said, I already handled it, so there is nothing you can do about it. I said, but why were you telling things like that? She was like, I don't have no choice. I tell you, I was kind of down and having this person, you know, I can say I can look up to him as my, like, my role model in my yard. I called to him, I explained things to him. He was like, it wasn't a bad thing for you to get your feelings for a nigga, because feelings do come. I saw him more, but all you have to do is to make yourself clear to him. So when he told me about it, he said, but I thought he living right up here. I said, no, he moved today. The boy in question, the boy moved today. He moved different places. It's not your community anymore. He moved. So when he told me about it, I was like, fine, let me go talk to him. On my way going to the place, I hear that he's not there again. He already relocated somewhere. I say, it's okay. Let me just call you on phone. When I call you on phone, the truth is that this nigga was angry. Because the truth is, he is not that type of angry, like rude boy. He is very, very nice. Like, he is so nice. You don't get time for people not on your way. All you do is to pass, like he had a speaker. So when I called him, I explained things to him. He was like, why are you telling me I would do the beautiful thing by asking you out anyway? I was like, it's a feeling. And the truth is, I plan on telling this nigga about my feelings today. But I hit him up online. I said, what's up, boy? Yeah, he said, like, after my shop, I said, can we go out? And he was like, next time, and I plan on telling him today. But the way things go, guys, the truth is, I don't like the way things go at first. I don't just like it. But excited in my heart that he already know about my feelings, and I don't want him anymore. But also, we kind of cool. I know my best friend will see this video. She will come on and she will be like, da 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 da. And the truth is, I kind of cool with my action, and I like the way he replied to things, though. And I just want to say to my fellow girls out there, whenever you're in love with somebody, either big or small, don't mind what society will say about you or talking about you. Go and make your move. Yes, go and make your move, like me, because I didn't work to him to tell him my feelings. Right now, society will judge me. Tomorrow is Sunday. Society already now start judging me right now. Those that know about it, you know that what they wanna have sense would be like, she did the right thing. The stupid one would be like. So to my fellow ladies out there, do not mind what society will say about you. We the girls too, we do have feelings sometimes. Feelings will come and go. I have mine. And I was stupid enough to shoot my shot well. I missed my shot and I attacked the person. I don't know. The worst thing about it is that he mom know about it. It seems like he can behave, that just like he mom behave. They cool, nice, now they're talking to people. And I pray that she didn't attack me about it someday. But we talk about it, and he was like, my mom did not have a problem with that. She not seen anything wrong with that. So, to my fellow ladies out there, do not like society, church, even though if no one church, like, don't even give a fuck though to what you want to do. And please, nobody should talk about my hair, or nobody should talk about my hair, because my hair is really, really old. Anyway, guys, thanks for watching. It is a short story for now. And I promise, like, I'm cooking something nice for you guys. Yes, I'm cooking something nice for you guys. Bye. Please like my post and comment and tell me what you like about this story, guys. Tell me your own opinion. Bye.